Okay. Verse number 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. So what does this mean in verse number 4? Well, first and foremost, this basically debunks this whole saying that, you know, mainstream Christianity likes to say, where it's like, well, what's sin for you is not necessarily sin for me. And what's sin for me is not necessarily sin for you. Wrong. Amen. Sin is the transgression of the law, folks. And whatever God says is sinful for you, it's sinful for me too. Because if God says it's a transgression of the law, that's what it is. We never want to go down this path of teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Amen.
And say, well, this is sinful, and you know, this is sinful, and you know, doing this is sinful, when you can never point to a verse in the Bible that specifically says this is a transgression of the law. Right. You understand? But also, what it's really doing right here in verse number 4 is it's building up to what he's going to talk about in the next couple of verses. Now, when he says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law, you got to keep in mind that when we sin, it's not our spirit that sins.
Amen.
When we sin, it's not our flesh. When we sin, it's not our spirit. It's not the new man. It's not the Son of God. When we sin, it's only our flesh that's doing that.
Amen.
Okay? So who's the only part of our being that transgresses the law? Our flesh. Why? Well, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that the flesh is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
Amen.
So your flesh cannot subject itself to the law of God. It will never do that. That's why it's foolish to say you're just going to will yourself to obey God, and you're just going to make your body just obey the Lord. Your flesh doesn't want to do those things.
Right.
You know, in order for you to obey God, you've got to be filled with the Spirit. You've got to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Because we delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Right.
The flesh does not desire to be under the laws of God, but the Spirit does.
Amen.
The Spirit desires to fulfill the law of God. It delights in the law of God. You know, your flesh doesn't want to hear preaching. Your flesh doesn't want to hear hard preaching. Right. You know what wants to hear hard preaching is your spirit.
Amen.
You know, when you come to church and you hear a sermon on doctrine or your sermon, a topical sermon on the Bible, you know, your spirit loves that.
Right.
And you say, well, you know, I don't really delight in that. Then you're probably walking in the flesh.
Right.
You're probably walking in the flesh. But folks, if you're walking in the spirit, you won't despise prophesying.
Amen.
Right.
Even if I'm preaching against you. Like, are you preaching against me? Yes. Anytime someone's coming to me and said, you're preaching against me, I'll be like, yep. Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing when we come to church?
Amen.
Yeah, but you're talking specifically about me. Yeah, I'm glad you know that.
Amen.
So change. Get right with the Lord then, you know. I won't tell him all that, but I want to. But isn't it true? And you know what? The Spirit loves the truth.
Amen.
It loves the Bible. It loves the truth.
Amen.
Now, don't go around asking people, so did you like that or not? Are you in the flesh or in the Spirit? You know, examine yourself.
Amen.
If you feel like I'm stepping on your toes and you don't like what's being said, hey, don't kill the messenger. It's just showing you that you're probably in the flesh.
Amen.
And here's how you correct it. You just repent of that, and then you delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Amen.